अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालु कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो You can come and sit here.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, where? Yeah.
And also listen very patiently. Once upon a time, Sanak Sanandan Sanatan Sanat Kumar, four races, They went to Vaikuntha to see Narayan. They were quite naked and their age seemed to be not more than 5 years, always in this way. When they went in Vaikuntha, quite naked, then the two parikars, associates of Narayan, Jay as Vijay, they stop. How can you go in this stage? They never knew the power of these rishis. They thought that they are old children and they are only naked. When they stopped, then at once they told, Narayan has no fear, but you have fear. So at once you should go to this
Bhulok.
Material world. For three lifetimes you must go, and there you should be like daitya,
demon.
So they became demon and came in the form of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakash, they were very powerful. Once at the time of Pralaya,
Devastation.
Prithvi went to, was sinking in the ocean water. So there was no place for humans and other living beings. So Brahma was thinking, how to bring this earth upon the surface of water. At once, from his nose, like a very small pig,
boar,
came out. And in the 1 second, he became like
elephant.
And after that, in 1 second, he became like mountains. Then he jumped in the ocean and he took the earth from the bottom of the water on his teeth.
Tusk.
Tusk. and coming to keep the earth on the surface of earth, sea water. In the meantime, that very powerful Hiranyaksha came and told that you are a thief, this earth is mine, why you are taking this? And he began to fight. But Bhagavan, he at once came out of the water and kept the earth on the
surface
of water and then killed that demon. Then his body was brought to the Hiranyakashipu palace. And there, all relatives of Hiranyaksha, his wife, his children, his all others, all were weeping bitterly. His body was covered with white cloth. At the same time, Hiranyakashipu, the father of Prahlad, as if he knows everything, began to tell them, why you are whooping? Man is mortal and he must die. Anyone in this world, we come from the womb of our mother, very little baby. And then young age, then gradually old age comes and we give this body up. We die. We cannot take a single farthing from this world. We cannot take our father, mother, brother, sister, wife, anyone with us. And what we have earned in this life, everything keeping here, empty handed, he goes. So he has gone, but he has fought with Mahavishnu, and so he has received a very good position in heaven. So don't cry. But still they were crying. Then he told, why you are crying? And thus he began to tell, this body is mortal, but Atma, soul, is eternal. Not mortal, it is
eternal.
So you should not be for this. Oh, I am telling a story of past time, that there was a king. His name was Sujagya. He was very powerful. He wanted to be the king, emperor of whole earth. So nearby there was a very powerful king. He invaded him, and in the battle, he was killed by that powerful king. His hands and legs became separated. Then anyhow, after battle, his body with his whole organs were brought to the palace of king. And then his wife, his children, his all relatives began to cry bitterly. There was no one
to console them.
To console him. In the meantime, a boy of 5 years is, that is called
personification of death. Mm-hmm. Personification of death.
He came in a form of 5 years his boy. And he told, it is very strange that all are weeping. Why they are weeping? He told to anyone. Then there was a old aged person. He told, Oh, they are weeping because he has died.
He is gone.
Then he told, where died? Where died?
Where has he gone?
They told that, he told that, oh, he has gone from this world. Oh, if anyone goes from the world, again he comes, he will return again. There is no, they will, he will never return. Oh, you are foolish. I see that he is here, to whom you used to tell father,
son,
brother,
king,
husband,
like this. He is here and he is lying down here, sleeping. Oh, you should call him and he should come? No, he will not come. Why? You always told him your father, brother and all this. Still he is here? No, his soul has gone. Oh, you are not weeping for this person. You are weeping for soul. Have you seen that soul? How fat, how long, how beautiful or ugly he was? Oh, you have not seen? Then if you have not seen this soul, then why weeping? Thousands and thousands of persons are dying daily. You don't
weep for them.
You don't weep for them. Why you are weeping? Then he told that there was a pair of pigeon, two pigeon and sea pigeon. They have some babies, children, very beautiful. They went to the forest to pick up something, food for them and for also them. When they reached, they saw on the bank of a river, there are so green grasses, and on them pieces of rice, like
pearls scattered here and there,
were scattered here and there. Then sea pigeon told, oh, my dear Prabhu, oh, there are so many pieces of rice. We should go and take them for us and for our children. But the pigeon told, oh, there is no shop here. There is no any form of paddy. How it can be here? So there must be any
trap behind this. Any trap or any hunter behind this.
Any hunter here, and he has made some
trap to catch us.
Don't go there, otherwise he will caught you and he will eat you. But she told that, oh, always
men are doubtful.
I'm not doubtful. I'm going. So he went there flying. But when she began to
take one after another,
collect the pieces of rice, at once the hunter behind a tree, he
pulled the
string.
And then
caught.
He
was caught.
Sea pigeon was caught in the
net.
Then she began to cry bitterly.
Oh, my husband.
I'm caught by these hunters. In the meantime, the male pigeon came flying
down
there on the side of
net.
He began to weep also. Oh, I cannot save my children, but my wife can. Instead of my wife, if I was killed, no harm. and he began to cry bitterly. The hunter became happy and he took his bow and arrow and shooted the pigeon in the heart, and thus he began to
restless and died.
And then died. Then he, clapping his hands and laughing, he took the sea pigeon covered with net and this dead pigeon and kept on his back and went to his house and he took them. So the persons in the world like you, they don't see the death is here. We think that we will not die. But you must think that one day you will die. Because once you are baby, now somewhat young, and now you will be old, and after that you must die. So we should think over this. And we should not attach to this world. We should know that we are mortal, but in this soul is immortal. He is the eternal servant of Krishna. He forget Krishna, and that is why he has come in this world. This world is not our eternal home. It is like a refugee place.
Jail.
After some time you will have to give up. Whether you want or not, must go. So a wise person should think over this. And by this human form, we should try to do bhajan of Krishna. The bhajan of Krishna is not so much
difficult,
very easy. You should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. These names are very powerful. Krishna has invested his all power, mercy and all qualities in these names. So they are powerful like Krishna. So with strong faith, love and affection, you should chant this name. Otherwise, anyone cannot be happy without the bhajan of Krishna. A young person, very beautiful, beautiful wife and beautiful qualified children, they cannot save you from this. So at once, don't try to collect so much money and so much position. Anyhow, you should
detach from this material world.
Maintain.
You say, anyhow,
maintain your life.
Maintaining your life, you should always make a time to chant name, to think name, to read Gita, Bhagavat and other books. Thus your life will be successful very easily. Don't delay. Those who have taken Harinam and Diksha, they should, with more attention, they should chant these names. And those who have not taken Harinam, Diksha, they must very soon, they should take Harinam and Diksha. Because we don't know when we will die. So before death we should try to take Harinam and Diksha. Gaut Pramanande.
Tomorrow six o'clock.
Mahamantra.
Class it announced. Tomorrow Mahamantra temple.
Mahamantra.
Class in 6 o'clock. It announced.
Hare Krishna. Tomorrow there's a program at the Mahamantra temple by Madhav Maharaj.